we're doing Dov's Minute. When we go up for an aliyah in the Torah, so a person should ascend to the Torah quickly, in the quickest way possible. But you don't run in shul. That's not respectful. When a person leaves the Sefer Torah, so he first stays to the conclusion of his aliyah. He makes the blessings. If you need to take a sitter with you, there's nothing wrong with that. You come up to the Torah, you look at the place where they're going to read, then you close the Sefer Torah, you roll it closed, you make the blessing, or you can leave it open and close your eyes, so people shouldn't think you're reading the blessing out of the Torah scroll, or you look in your sitter, right? So then it's obvious you're not reading it from the Torah scroll, you make the blessing. When you finish your aliyah, we generally wait until the next person comes up for their aliyah. And then if you'll start walking back to your seat, they'll start reading in the middle, you'll lose your place. So usually we wait until the conclusion of the next aliyah, just so that you can get back to your seat without missing part of the reading. When you go back to your seat, so then generally we take the longer route back to our seat to show that we would wish to linger with the Torah. Now, when you go up to take the Sefer Torah from the Ark, if you're the Chazan, so we go up from the right side, we take the Sefer Torah, and then we come down from the opposite side. Shabbat Shalom.